This is Lindsay Dunn, editor of Becker's Hospital Review. Today I'm pleased to be joined by Renee Nelson, Vice President of Operations for Team Health OBGYN Hospitalists. Today Renee and I will be discussing the rise of the OBED and the potential benefits it brings to both patients and providers. Renee, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and to share your expertise with our readers and listeners.
Thank you for having me today. It's an honor to be here.
So there's been a lot of buzz recently about OBEDs for labor and delivery. And what exactly is an OBED?
An OB emergency department is a dedicated area with the labor and delivery department focused on providing emergent and urgent care to patients presenting to labor and delivery who are bypassing the main emergency room. So today, most of those patients are evaluated in a triage setting in labor and delivery by a well-qualified and skilled labor and delivery nurse, and may be managed remotely by a physician and a nurse. An OBED allows the hospital to provide specialized care to patients presenting to labor and delivery by a board-certified OBGYN and have a physician treat and evaluate that patient upon presentation.
So it certainly sounds like it would be a benefit for women to bypass the regular ED, but what are some of the other factors, and maybe you could talk more about that, driving the OBED model?
Absolutely. In most markets today, the OB patient who presents to the main emergency room, who is beyond 20 weeks in their gestation of pregnancy and present with an obstetrical complaint, typically bypass the emergency room and are redirected to the labor and delivery where they're evaluated by skilled nurses and managed remotely by physicians. Those patients typically have about a 3 to 4 hour stay on average and are discharged home without being evaluated by a physician. So there's some patient dissatisfaction in the length of time that they're there and being discharged without seeing a physician. An OBED addresses some of those model concerns in that a patient presents to an OBED area that has a board-certified OBGYN staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That physician, in conjunction with a nurse, will evaluate the patient and determine a patient care plan. So patients usually have an increased patient satisfaction visit in that they are there usually less than 90 minutes, evaluated by a physician upon presentation, and it allows the hospital to standardize the care for all patients coming into that location. So the nurses know exactly the same policies and procedures. Every patient is evaluated by the physician, and there's just standardization of care that reduces the medical malpractice risk.
That's great. Yeah, it certainly sounds like a better patient experience for those patients. So what is required from the hospital to create or build an OBED?
That's what is really great about this model, is that an OBED requires little investment, if any, from a hospital in forms of construction or certificate of need. Most hospitals have a location where they are triaging these patients in an outpatient setting today. With the assistance of Team Health, we come in with the project plan and all the details and regulations from the Department of Public Health, as well as the CMS guidelines at the federal level. And we come in with a detailed project plan that includes facility locations, facility guidelines, as well as a communication plan, a business development plan. And we really walk that hospital through converting their outpatient triage area into an OBED model. Most hospitals can do this without a certificate of need and without any construction. My experience has been the most a hospital has historically have to do is to potentially put up a set of non-firewall doors as their investment. But most of the time, I would say 80% of the time, we are successful in taking an existing area or an area close to labor and delivery and converting that into an OB emergency department without any additional investment or cost to the hospital.
So what are the immediate benefits of an OBED?
The immediate benefits of an OBED include increase in patient satisfaction, a standardization of care, as well as an instant financial reimbursement uptake or opportunity for the hospitals. Many of these hospitals are limited in their financial reimbursement opportunities in a triage or outpatient setting that they have today. When you convert that to an OB emergency department, approximately 75 to 80% of the patients evaluated in the OBED are going to become a level 4 emergency room visit. In most markets, that's anywhere from about a $500 to $1,000 reimbursement opportunity for the hospital, which is a much better reimbursement opportunity than the way they need to bill it as an outpatient or triage location. As an outpatient or triage location, most hospitals are limited to only billing a treatment room or as a doctor's office visit with procedures. An OBED allows them to bill an ER visit as well as their procedures and be fully reimbursed for the amount of resources that they're using to provide the OBED services, such as their nurses, the beds, the lights, etc., as well as providing that physician 24/7.
And what about the longer-term benefits?
Long-term benefits include things like nursing satisfaction. Today's model in the triage environment, nurses are really working at the limits of their medical practice or license in that they're alone, they're doing assessments, the doctor's managing the patient remotely and is almost always completely reliant on the nurse's assessment, skill, and communications back to that physician. That can be challenging for nurses, although many of them are highly skilled and qualified. When things start to go wrong fast, they are much more reassured to know that there is a physician or someone available to help them. In the OBED model, and having a hospitalist physician or a board-certified OBED doctor there 24/7, these nurses are never alone. They constantly have support and the opportunity to work and learn from the OBED physician. So long-term benefits would include nursing satisfaction as well as some business development opportunities.
Great. And for our listeners, who would they contact for more information about this model?
You can contact Team Health and visit their webpage at teamhealth.com. On the homepage, you can click on Specialty Hospitalist, and there'll be a Contact Us form on the right-hand side. Simply complete that and submit it, and someone from our Business Development Unit will give you a call back, or you may call Team Health at 1-800-818-1498.
Well, thank you, Renee, for your time and insight. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at ldunn@beckershealthcare.com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.